Help me out.
It's What Should I Do, Crew, on 94.5 PST.
Okay, so Trevor's here. He just got back from Thanksgiving at his girlfriend's parents' house for the first time, and there was a little problem, right, Trevor? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Well, I hope it's not a problem. I did think it was weird, and I definitely want some advice on this. My girlfriend's parents have a picture of my girlfriend and her ex-boyfriend up in their house. Like, what?
What? That is a little weird. Like, they didn't make sure that that was away before you got there?
I guess not. Or did they not care it was still up? Like, that's my question. Why?
Well, I'm going to ask a hard-hitting question here because maybe there's a good reason. Is he dead?
Oh, Joe.
No. It's not like a memorial picture or anything like that. He's very much alive.
Wait, is your girlfriend still friends with him? Although, I mean, even if she is, she's got a new boyfriend now.
Or they forgot it was there. Someone forgot it was there. You know, moms are. They like the certain pictures. Chris, I got a question for you, actually. When's the last time you changed those pictures on your walls, lady? Aren't there a lot of them?
There are, and I actually do need to update them.
See? You may have some exes up there.
But I think I'd still be a little more sensitive to an ex's picture on the wall.
Yes, but it could be a memory of a time. Like, actually, Trevor, is it like a prom picture or something?
It is a prom picture.
See, that's no big deal. That's just a specific day.
I think it is a big deal. It's not right. Like, how uncomfortable for Trevor. Like, not very welcoming when he's coming over for the first time.
All right. Well, we're going to get some advice for you, Trevor. You stay there, okay?
All right. Thank you. Yeah, I would like to hear what everybody thinks. Like, is this a bad sign? Maybe they'll accept, like, are her parents ever going to accept me? Maybe they want that guy back.
Oh, jeez. All right. We'll open the phones. You hang on.
No big deal.
Joe, I do think this is a big deal.
Why?
I don't know. I mean, clearly the parents knew that he was coming. You wouldn't be a little more sensitive to the fact that there's a picture of her and her ex-boyfriend in the house?
I don't.
That he's coming to for the first time? I would never do that.
Can you recite all the pictures that are on your wall in your house? You have a lot.
Well, I do have a lot, but they're family pictures. Sure, I can. Going up the stairs is my nieces.
Oh, I have a question.
It's us.
Your sister got a divorce at some point.
Yeah, there was a time where her husband was in a family, her ex, now ex, was in a family Christmas picture, and I did replace it because it was making her uncomfortable.
How quickly?
I don't remember.
She probably had to point it out to you, is my point.
Yeah, I think we all just made a conscious effort in the family to take down pictures with him in it. You know what I mean?
It was a prom picture. Prom is a specific place and time.
I don't know if you're right about this. Let's open the phones.
What should he do?
Help me out.
Call the crew now. 609-243-9778. Or tap the chat button on the 94.5 PST app.
Her senior prom, I'm all about keeping it up. That's a milestone for their own daughter.
I agree, right? It makes sense to keep it up. It's a milestone moment in her life. Thanks for calling this morning, Adrian. We got some app chats, too, on the 94.5 PST app this morning. A prom picture is a memory in time. Any human always expected to remember their actual prom, right? Doesn't mean there's an attachment to the person. Half the time, you know, girls have the problem with people who aren't even their boyfriends. I think he actually had to go. I think we actually lost him on the phone there. We had a little technical hiccup. But so the advice here we're saying is do not bother confronting. I think it's okay.
94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris, Joe, Dan Zero. So everyone says you should not be expecting expensive gifts for the holidays this year. I'm always okay with that. It's not like I'm counting, you know, or looking at the receipts or whatever. But there's a reason for it. Of the gifts I receive, yeah. There's a reason for it. Everybody's calling nowadays the Grinch economy.
Smaller is bigger.
Nobody has money. Yeah. Smaller is bigger. Even like just, you know, groups of friends are skipping gifts altogether and maybe just having a potluck dinner at home, things like that. I mean, that is easier for drinking too. You don't have to drive anywhere.
Yeah.
But
That's even all that's expensive nowadays.
And because of this, some people, about 67%, I think it's 67% of Americans are saying the holidays are going to be less fun this year because of this awful economy, a Grinch economy, they keep referring to it as.
I have to say, I mean, they're on the flip side of that. We've all been there, especially your first couple of Christmases or whatever, your first holiday seasons when you're in a full-time job making real adult money.
Oh, you're splurging.
You're splurging and you don't really think in January, I shouldn't have spent all, like in January when the bills come in, you're like, oh, I shouldn't have spent all that money.
Yeah.
It takes a couple of months usually to catch back up. So like, a good reminder, I would say, lean in on the Grinch economy because January, you might very much appreciate it later on.
I got to be honest, I hope this sticks. Yeah. I mean, even if the economy gets better, I don't think we need to go crazy with gifts all the time. You know what I'm saying? Especially, Joe, don't you find, like, as an adult, if you need something, you buy something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, so, you needed like, what are we doing? You needed a TV recently.
We had to
buy a TV.
You know, so we bought a TV. It's not like we're waiting for the holidays.
My work headphones broke. We have $100. We both went through this recently.
Yeah, we had to buy them.
It would have been a nice holiday gift, but I was like, yeah. I bought it for myself. I needed a new suitcase for a trip. I bought a new suitcase.
Yeah, so I think we're leaning in, like Joe said, on the Grinch economy.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
The Wednesday edition of Can't Beat Chris. Midweek. How you feeling, Chris?
Well, I'm feeling a little defeated. But, you know, I'm starting to claw my way back. I've got one win under my belt. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm not very scary anymore.
We say good morning to Jennifer in Hamilton. You are the opponent today. Good morning, Jennifer. You at work?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
All right, Jennifer. So we won't keep you too long. Okay?
But wait, how many coworkers do you have that are going to help you? That's my question.
None right now. I'm in my office with the door closed.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's just me and you.
Just mano a mano. All right, Chris, you get out of here.
All right, good luck.
I'm going to ask you three questions, Jennifer. Chris won't hear your answers. We'll see who gets more right, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jennifer, your quiz starts right now. Comedian Amy Schumer is sparking rumors that she's going through a divorce because she just posted some thirst traps. True or false? True or false?
True.
Amy Schumer. True. Well, hold on. We're not gotten the question yet, Jennifer.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's true. That is true. I like that spirit. True or false? Amy Schumer was a cast member on SNL.
True.
Do you want to lock in true?
Yes.
All right. We've locked in true. Question number two for you. The first half of the final season of Stranger Things is out. Name any of the stars of that show.
Oh, I don't watch that show.
I don't either, but I don't know. One of them married Bon Jovi's kid. Did you say Chris Rollins?
Well, I mean, I don't know, so I'm just guessing at this point.
Okay, I like that you're locking in Chris Rollins, right?
Yes.
Wow, if she's moonlighting on Stranger Things, Jennifer, what am I doing sitting here next to her every day? All right, third question. Let's see how we do on this one. We're all about Christmas music, so tell me which boy band sings the song Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays?
Oh, geez. Backstreet Boys?
Do you want to lock in the Backstreet Boys?
Yeah.
All right. Can't Beat Chris this morning is powered by Al's Airport and Bar and Grill in Ewing. Live music six nights a week. Happy hour drink specials as well. Brunch Saturdays and Sundays online. Al'sAirportInn.com. It is where the locals go. Hello, Chris Rollins.
Hey there.
Are you all set?
Absolutely. I'm ready to start winning again.
Just trying to make that one-day streak a two-day streak. Let's see how it goes here. All right, Chris, your quiz starts right now. Chris, comedian Amy Schumer is sparking rumors that she's going through a divorce because she posted some thirst traps.
Mm.
True or false, Amy Schumer was a cast member on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, was she ever on? No, I don't think she was. I'm going to say false.
She was not a cast member on Saturday Night Live. No. Jennifer said true. So Chris won, Jennifer zero.
Ooh, early lead. Okay.
Early lead. Let's see how it goes for number two. The first half of the final season of Stranger Things is out right now, Chris. Name any of the stars of that show.
Oh, you know, I don't watch this, but I do know a little bit about it. I'm going to say Millie Bobby Brown.
You said Millie Bobby Brown. Jennifer said Chris Rollins.
Oh, me?
I do love that as an answer.
I wish I had that paycheck.
Yeah, I do too.
That would be nice.
Yeah, but Chris Rollins is not, in spite of all the rumors, she is not joining the cast of Stranger Things.
Jennifer, that was a fantastic guess, though.
I had no idea.
I mean, I'm not blaming him. Winona Ryder's also in it, but we're all good, Jennifer. All right.
I love it.
Third and final question for you, Chris.
Okay.
Which boy band sings the holiday song Merry Christmas, Happy Holiday?
Without the
Merry
music
Christmas,
behind.
Merry Christmas, Happy
It's
Holiday.
NSYNC.
NSYNC is correct. Jennifer said the Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
Jennifer, it was a clean sweep today. Chris 3, Jennifer 0.
Uh-oh.
Jennifer.
I'm glad I could help you win your streak.
I was going to say, you did let me have a little confidence back, so thank you.
That's good for you, Jennifer. Can you give us that phrase of shame?
My name is Jennifer. I'm from Hamilton, and I can't beat Chris.
Well, if we're playing along, we got you some New Jersey Lottery scratch-off tickets. Thanks, Jennifer.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So we're all still knee deep in part one of season 5 of Stranger Things, but it's time to start getting ready for part 2. Netflix now dropping the full list of cities. There's a bunch in our area that will be participating in the screenings of the season 5 finales. They confirmed the runtime, about 2 hours and 5 minutes. The screenings over 500 theaters here in the country. It'll start December 31st, 8 p.m. They are timed to the finale's global premiere on Netflix. It's a cool way to spend New Year's Eve if you are not doing anything that night. Full list of theaters. You can find it at stfinale.com. Prices paid for reservations will go towards concessions and not a ticket. So I think that's even cooler. I don't know that they're not quote unquote charging you to get into the movie. Okay. Yesterday, everyone saw by now, probably, Miley Cyrus revealed her. It was confirmed, I guess, that Miley and her longtime boyfriend, Max Morando, are officially engaged. It came after she was spotted wearing a ring at the Avatar premiere for Fire and Ash. We are digging in. You know, I love to do this. We're digging into what the actual ring has looked like. A rep for the jewelry designer, Jackie H., said it's revealed to be a bespoke piece that features a 14-carat yellow gold band and a fashion-cut stone. I'm really excited. I love the evolution that we're seeing of Miley Cyrus. Speaking of another favorite of ours that's engaged, I guess. The Kansas City Chiefs team president is revealing how they deal with Taylor Swift, right? The president of the team said, I had a talk with the players early on, emphasizing the team needed to be respectful. I told Travis it's a relationship. We're not going to monetize it. We're going to go out there. We're not going to go out there and go crazy. He shared that the team has never cut to Taylor's reaction on the screens in the stadium. Now, TV networks have, so I know there might be a little bit of that, but the actual Chiefs have never even put her on the screen while they're at the game itself. So that's cool. How much this time of year, this is a good, ask yourself this morning. How much do you think Kevin's Home Alone stay in the Plaza Hotel would cost now? Well, it's kind of amazing, right? The whole stay, including the room service, the Sundays, blah, 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 back then cost about $2,100. Now, the entire bill for two nights? $8,500. That is a 303% increase right there. Wow. And lastly, I have to fit this in because speaking of money, this year, IRS agents are going to have to watch OnlyFans content for work to make sure it's not extra adult. You know what I'm talking about, right? The issue comes from the No Tax on Tips law that was part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. It basically says, you know, adult activity like that can't qualify for the deduction. So, you know, a lot of content creators on OnlyFans don't necessarily do adult things. So that'll be, yeah, okay. Well, we'll leave it at that. There you go. There's a scoop.
I want to know what you think about something that I saw in Panera last night. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew. Chris, Joe, Dan Zero, our PST chief meteorologist. So I was out with my cousins. We do an annual cousins holiday shopping night, and we start the night in Panera. We get all fueled up. We get our shopping strategy, everything, and then we go shopping. So, you know, we order our food, whatever. I get the half sandwich, salad, you know, the whole deal. And we go to sit, and you know, there's fireplaces there, and there were some people scattered around. It was a cold night last night, and there were, you know, people work on their laptops there, just like they do in Starbucks or other places like that. So there was a guy sitting at a table. You know, he's all like lounged out, working on his laptop. He had a drink next to him, whatever. and he's got his shoes off.
Oh, no.
And his shoes and his feet are up on the chair in front of him.
No.
Under the table.
No.
So immediately we start talking about this guy. And I got to be honest, I think you might be surprised. I don't care. He wasn't barefoot. He had socks on. Okay. Was freezing last night. I don't know if I care. What is the big deal? I know what you're going to say. You're completely grossed out. Everybody that I was talking to was grossed
out. It's a food, as soon as anything, frankly, I would say a food establishment, but frankly, I don't want your bare feet here at the office.
He wasn't barefoot. He had socks on.
So you're saying...
what is so unsanitary about that? He wasn't getting up and walking around.
You're saying that during the show, I could kick my shoes off.
I wouldn't care. I could not care less. I guess when I get home, I'm more of a sock person. When I get home, first thing I do is take my shoes off. I only wear shoes when I absolutely have to wear shoes. So Joe, if you want to take your shoes off right now, I wouldn't care. As long as they don't stink, I don't care.
I think you are insane.
I really don't.
I'm amazed that this doesn't bother you. And then someone else is going to sit at that near him and have to look at his dogs?
I know. What is the big deal that he had socks on? He had little winter socks on.
Feet are triggering.
Not for me. They're not triggering. And again.
Oh, because you got a foot fetish, don't you, lady?
They weren't feet. They were socks. The entire time I was there, and I was there probably an hour.
It's giving an opportunity.
He did not move. He did not get up. I don't know. My cousins were grossed out by it. They couldn't stop talking about it. Mm. I was like, what is the big deal?
And so you agree. They're right. Yeah.
All right, is it just because it's a public place? Like, let's say you were at home eating dinner. Would you have shoes on? I never eat in my house with shoes on.
Most of the time, I do. If I'm downstairs, most of the time I have shoes on.
But is it because you think there's going to be some contamination with the food? What's so weird about it?
Go through life. Just a way to go through life. All right. A majority of the phone calls we're about to get are going to be on my side.
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I don't know. We'll see. And you got to tell us the truth too. Like, I know it's triggering because we're in public, but does it really matter?
Yes, it does.
609-243-9778. Or you can tell us in the 94.5 PST app chat.
Good morning. It is Chris and the crew on 94.5 PST. I am Joe. That is Chris. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow is here. Marissa Julia hanging on behind the scenes, helping us out this morning, too. So we're talking last night. Chris was at a Panera having dinner with some friends and cousins and stuff. And they were, noticed the guy in the restaurant, because we're going to call Panera a restaurant for all intents and purposes, dining or hanging out with his laptop out with his shoes off and his dogs sitting on a chair. And by dogs, I mean his feet. I think that's cringeworthy. Chris seems to have this antiquated idea of it, I think, or this idea that it doesn't bother her and everything else in life bothers her. And I was like, it's nothing to do with food, I think, Chris. I think it's more about the fact that it's selfish. We have an app chat from Califon saying, yeah, he wasn't thinking about anyone else when he did that. I agree. Kevin's in Langhorne this morning. Kevin, you're on my side, right?
No, honestly, he should have his shoes on. I mean, even if he's not eating anything, he's still in a restaurant. And, you know, there's that rule, no shirts, no shoes. No service. You need to have footwear when you enter and when you stay inside.
You do. You absolutely do need to have footwear. I think that's the thing. Last night I was at a show. I saw the production of Hadestown at the Forest Theater in Philly last night. Great production. Recommend it. And my feet were hurting. I mean, I had my shoes on all day when I walked into that theater. In the middle of the show, at no point, and it's dark in a theater, at no point did I think to myself, you know what? Good time to take my shoes off and get my feet comfortable. No. And by the way, I mean, listen, I get it. Girls want their heels off. I absolutely understand that. But it's looking like, Chris, the majority are saying, no, keep those shoes on. Once again, Chris, you're wrong. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew on your number one hit music station, 94.5 PST. I'm Joe. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow is here. Chris behind the scenes right now as well. I've called in Aunt Jill from our from our office because I had a question.
Hello.
Aunt Jill. Aunt Jill has kids. You have kids that are of an adult age, right?
Yeah, I do. The one just maxed out of the teen years.
So you have adult kids. I realized I guilt my mom into something every holiday season.
Oh,
and I wanted to know, because I I almost fired off the message yesterday. How dare I not get my chocolate advent calendar? I'm in my 30s, Jill.
Oh, I love it.
I'm in my 30s. And my first year of college was the first year. My mom always got me the one, you know, the grocery store one.
Sure,
you open the door every day.
Open little, the door
milk
day.
Chocolate or whatever. My first year of college, all my roommates got like packages from their parents and I never got one.
Aww,
my mom has felt guilty, unfortunately.
Has she made up for it
so,
since then?
Yesterday I was like, it's December 1st. I don't have an advent calendar. I sent her a message and she was like, zip your lips, Joseph. And at 6:48 last night, she was like, I already ordered it. It already arrived. Am I a bad son?
Oh, you're a terrible son. No, you're, you know what? We love that stuff. You're a great son. You know why? Because when my adult kids now remember something from their childhood and it meant something to them, moms are all over that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about a $2 little box of candy. I mean, those things are so crappy, too.
The things your kids remember, it cracks me up, you know? Like, my son still remembers the year that, like, I would keep all the toys in the attic. You know,
yeah. That,
everything came stumbling out of the attic and fell down the steps, and I think I fell down with them. And
that's a fond Christmas memory. You're
fond
right.
Little
okay.
Christmas
okay.
Memories.
So for all time's sake, you're gonna have toys fall down of the attic this year.
Yeah, no, actually not. But
actually
I think
not.
That's great. Okay. Your mom is so happy.
But I did send that message. I had to walk back the message after I sent it, and I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to say you didn't, you forgot me again.
Zip it. I love it. She tells you to zip it.
She did.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
It's officially here. Get ready. Your feeds are going to be full of it all day today. It is Spotify Wrapped Day. Have you clicked into it yet? By the way, if you don't see it, it's kind of in a different spot on the app this year. It's a button towards the top of the app. They were telling everyone yesterday, make sure you have the latest version of the app downloaded, because otherwise you might not see it. So first check the latest version of Spotify and then click through. I've already seen about a million posts of it. By the way, my top artist on Spotify this year, Lady Gaga. Said I listened to me. I was in the top like 1% of her listeners this year. So yeah, all day you're going to see that all over your feed. I guarantee it. Netflix giving us new information on those Stranger Things movie screenings. A ton of them are going to happen here in our area because it's going to be playing at over 500 theaters in the U.S. and Canada. It starts December 31st at 8 p.m. Eastern. It's timed to the finale of the global premiere on Netflix. They say the runtime about 2 hours and 5 minutes. You get the fullest of theaters and RSVP because I think it's basically free. Prices paid for reservations, which is really just got to hold your seat, will go towards concessions, not a ticket, meaning I think, as far as I can tell, what they're saying is it's actually free. So that's cool. All right. You probably saw yesterday Miley Cyrus and her boyfriend, Max Morando, got engaged. There were a few pieces of this. I think his dad posted it over the Thanksgiving break, and that made everyone start paying attention to her hand, like he had done that. She was wearing the ring at the Avatar Fire and Ash premiere. A jewelry designer said it's a bespoke piece that features a 14-carat yellow gold band and a fashion-cut stone. I'm so excited. By the way, the pair met back in 2021 when she was on doing her holiday special. That was when it appears that they met, so that's cool. How much would Kevin's Home Alone Plaza Hotel, you know, in Home Alone, Lost in New York, how much would that cost today? It is a staggering, staggering price. So back in 1992, the whole stay, all the food he ate, all of that, would have totaled to about $2,100. Now that bill, like all of it all in, $8,500, 8511. That is a 303% increase. Wow. IRS agents this year are going to be paid to watch OnlyFans. Yeah, this is incredible. Some of the agents will now have to watch OnlyFans and other online content creator videos to decide if they count as adult in nature, you know, sexual in nature, under a new tax law. That's because there's a no tax on tips law that was a part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. And that says that anything from, you know, pornographic activity wouldn't qualify for that deduction. So if somebody's putting it on there, an IRS agent who's doing an audit may have to open them on OnlyFans. What a job. What a time to be alive. And heads up, tonight is the lighting of the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree ceremony. The 75-foot tree all set to be lit. Reba McEntire hosting the event. Gwen Stefani, Mark Anthony, Michael Bublé, the Rockettes, all there. A star-studded night. I never watch the tree lighting, but you know, of course, I will actually watch for Queen Reba. There you go. There's Scoot.
It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. Good morning. It's Chris and the crew. Chris, Joe, Dan Zero. So the best emoji of 2025 has been named. Joe immediately grabbed his phone.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is one that you use a lot, actually. Okay.
It's not the eggplant or the peach.
No, okay. Not those. Not the dirty ones. And here's the thing. If you haven't updated your phone recently, which a lot of people don't go through with all the updates, you may not have even seen this. But the hottest one, most popular brand new emoji of 2025 is the face with the bags under the eyes.
I do use that one periodically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does kind of fit with what everybody's feeling these days, right? Everybody's overworked. Everybody's doing five jobs instead of just their one job. Do you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. Joe?
I'm looking at that emoji. It reflects me. It's, you know, it's a little after 9 this morning. That reflects me perfectly,
though. It does kind of fit. Now, so there's the top five. Splatter is the second one. I don't even know what the splatter is.
Isn't it that liquid?
I guess. It says splatter took second place. The shovel is third place. I don't think I've ever.
We're all shoveling all that crap out of our lives.
Is that what it is? I don't think I've ever used that. The fingerprint is after that. I don't think I've ever used that. And then the harp is number five. I don't think I've used any of these.
Where did you find this list?
It says they're the most popular brand new emojis of 2025. Now, this is
based
on the new ones.
Oh, okay. So it's not based on, okay. Yeah. The splatter, I didn't even know that existed. It's the first time I just typed it in. It's the purple little, it looks like it should be on Nickelodeon, honestly.
Well, you know, I don't update my phone, so that's probably why. Yeah. Okay, so if you want to go back a little bit, they did look and they ranked the top one since 2023. This is a little more my speed. The red heart was number one.
Oh.
The check mark is number two. Mm-hmm. Actually, I use that a lot. Like if someone said, oh, did you read this or did you get to this or did you buy this?
I'm it's,
like,
it's a good confirmation. Check.
The sparkles is number three. I use that a lot, especially here at work. Fire is number four, like the hot emoji. We use that a ton. I use that a ton. And then this one for me should probably be number one. The laughing face that you're laughing so hard you're crying.
But I've never seen you laugh so hard you cry. So I think you're lying when you send that to me.
Oh my God, I do use that a lot though.
But that's lying.